It is Monday morning on McCurley in the Morning, and you know, a lot of times in the 7 o'clock hour, we're getting the week off and we're shaking off the cobwebs of the weekend, and we need something to push us along, and that something is someone in the form of Coach Josh Padores
at McCurley, coming to you on a Monday. I love the applause that I get when I come in, and you said pushing through, right?
Yeah.
Well, today's positive press on this Monday morning, this guy used to make me push a lot. My senior year at Childersburg, when I played football, I was converted into a tight end. Did you know this, McCurley?
Oh, Lord.
So you mentioned push, and I can remember my head football coach back then, Jeff Bullen, made me push the sled all summer to get down in the trenches with the tight end and the big boys on the line, made me push the sled through the dog days of summer and summer workouts.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Jeff Bullen, you know as well as I do, I've been calling games for so long. When I had to deal with Jeff Bullen, I never worried about anything. He was super nice. I'll never forget one of the games back at the old John Cox Stadium. You know the press box. It's very narrow.
Yes.
And it's two levels.
Very, very vertical.
And I remember one night we were playing. I don't even remember who we were playing, but we had our stuff set up there, me and Robert, and we were about ready to do the game. And we had left to go get something to drink. Well, when we come back, all of our stuff was moved. And a broadcast crew from the other team had set up there, just not knowing. But you don't move somebody's stuff, you know.
Right.
It was a bogus move. Well, anyway, I didn't, you know, carry on too much about it. Well, it just so happened that Coach Bullen had come up to the press box to talk to Mike Maddox, who at the time was the PA announcer for Childersburg. And I just told him, I said, Coach, what do I need to do about this? He said, you don't need to do nothing about it. He went over there, moved their stuff, put ours back, and he said, this is your spot. You cover us all year. What's the question?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you like having people like that.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But that's where I wanted to go on this Monday morning positivity was to Coach Bullen, who served as head football coach at Childersburg and is known in this community. He served as head football coach for many years in the 2000s, the early 2000s. At Childersburg, and I think his last season there was 2008, but he is back on Coach Johnny Johnson's staff as an assistant football coach.
Yeah.
And this is so amazing to me because, number one, you know, Coach Bullen was – I have nothing but great things to say about him. He was always wonderful to me, you know. But when Coach Bullen was the head coach there, Coach Johnny Johnson served on his staff.
Ain't
so
that wild?
That's so cool to me, and I think that's the beauty of sports and, you know, just what Childersburg has to offer and the culture that Coach Bullen built, you know, Coach Johnson continued, and now the roles are reversed. I think it's just a great story that Coach Bullen is back as an assistant, and, you know, his family's known in the community, but just that's really cool to me that Coach Bullen is coaching football at Childersburg High School again.
And if you'll remember back then – you know, in the early years of Fayetteville football, Fayetteville didn't have a field to play on.
Yeah.
They played at John Cox Stadium for their home games.
Yeah.
Okay. Byron Brasher was the head coach. Of course, Coach Bullen and Coach Brasher retired from the state of Alabama High School Athletic Association and coached over in Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, now he's back, but I'm going to tell you what he's doing at Childersburg High School, only on a very – it's not a everyday thing,
sure,
but it's kind of like what Coach Barnett was doing up at TC. He's teaching building and construction. And last year when I went out there before school was over with, I was going to interview Johnny Johnson for one of the basketball games. Coach Bullen was out there with about 12 or so guys, and they were building a little shed. And, I mean, he talked to me about football for a minute, and he'd come up and hug me and said, I ain't seen you in so long, but he said, this is what I'm doing. I said, well, it looks like you're doing a good job. He said,
yeah.
I love it. But Johnny Johnson told me a couple of weeks ago how Coach Jeff Bullen has helped him so much with this offensive line. They're more physical.
Yeah.
They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. And I got to be honest with you. We're going to find out this Friday, but I brought up Fayetteville because that's where Childersburg goes for their first ball game, and you know a lot about that community.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, how many high school coaches on those two football staffs are from this area.
I know it. And they're all, you know, at one time we're on a staff together.
Yeah.
We're in the trenches together, and now they're strategically planning against each other. I mean, that's amazing.
I think about Coach Cam Mazzell. Yeah. I think about Coach Matt Collier. Yep. Of course, John Limbaugh now is the longest tenured high school football coach in this county. I mean, that's saying something.
That is.
But Coach Bullen,
yep,
coming back, I welcome him with open arms. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. And I may be getting the year wrong, but, you know, I want to say his first year at Childersburg as a head coach was around 2000. It might have been 2000, 2001 season. So to see him show back up on the map, you know, all these years later as an assistant and serving under a guy that once served under him, it's cool stuff. And Coach Bullen was always one of those guys. Nick Saban said this a while back, maybe a month or so ago at a speech he gave at the ESPYs. People will never forget how you make them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Bullen always made me feel like he respected me. He always just very humbly talked to me, and it wasn't always about football. I just always remember Coach Bullen being such just a great man of character and positive, you know, and he never let his highs get too high, his lows too lows. I respect that. He was steady. He was consistent. And I know that he, just like he, you know, he made a man out of me, he's going to make some mm-hmm. men out of the players he's coaching at Childersburg now.
And, you know, I'll go one step further with Coach Bullen that I learned. One thing I learned from my football coach at Auburn, Coach Pat Dye, always said you never get a second chance to give a first impression.
That's right.
First time I ever met Jeff Bullen, I absolutely fell in love with him. I said, you know, he's a very good football coach,
yes,
but just a better man, a father, a husband, and that kind of thing. But I got to be honest with you, he's coming back here and helping, but a lot of people don't know this. As a Sylacauga graduate myself, and I've called games for Sylacauga, Comer, Childersburg, Fayetteville, all over the years, there was a long stretch there where Childersburg didn't beat Sylacauga in football for a long period of time.
Yeah.
You know who that first win was garnered by? It was garnered by Coach Jeff Bullen.
Yeah.
And I just believe his knowledge and what he brings to the table with Coach Johnson and those other guys, Coach Levi Wilson, and of course, Coach Cam Mazzell, those guys, they're going to – I'm telling you, it's going to be fun to see, and it all starts this Friday night.
It does. It does. Man, that's crazy to think it's already high school football season. Man. Well, guys, I want you to go dominate your week, stay positive, and have a good one. Celebrating.